From the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, a bi-weekly-ish podcast about all things automotive marketing. Now, here's your host, Matt Wilson.
Hello, another episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, presented by Silverback Advertising. Live online at silverbackadvertising.com. Yes, season number 5, fully underway. You know, a lot's changed, right, in the last year. Let's talk about what's changed in my world, and that is my new obsession with the show Shark Tank on TV. I was never a Shark Tank guy, and then, whatever, I was nothing going on one night, and I was bored, and as it turns out, there's like 47 episodes in a row on every night on CNBC. And so I start watching, and I love that show, man. Mark Cuban's hilarious. Mr. Wonderful, he's so mean and ruthless. I love it. So now I'm hooked on Shark Tank. And thanks to Hulu, you can watch every episode, from the beginning. So I go back to season 1 and I'm watching through them and it's awesome. I love that show. And, you know, correlating to that, I'm on the LinkedIn one day and I see Pitch Tank. And I'm like, what the heck is Pitch Tank? So I do a little investigating. It's a clubhouse room. And so I'm like, oh, all right, cool, Pitch Tank. So I jump into one Pitch Tank. And it was pretty cool. And so I thought, let's just talk to the creator of Pitch Tank. For those of you who are not involved in the clubhouse, you're not on Clubhouse, you haven't been in rooms, let's talk about Pitch Tank a little bit. And so the best way to do that is to talk to the creator of Pitch Tank. I think he's the creator, right? Yeah. Kyle Mountsier. Did I say it right already?
Mountsier. Just super simple.
Sear.
Yeah.
Kyle's marketing and business development director at Nelson Automotive Group and the host of the Contagious Auto Podcast and the founder and host of Pitch Tank on Clubhouse. So let's start first. Have you been sued by ABC for your logo?
Thank goodness not. Yeah, no. There's just a couple like really weird sharks on the logo and we went Pitch Tank. There's it's good. And right now like Clubhouse is not that big. So we're good. We're hanging in there. We're laying low.
I got a cease and desist letter once from NBC's legal department for a TV commercial that too closely resembled Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes segment on The Tonight Show.
Oh, wow.
And they, I don't know how they saw it, but it was on maybe for like 2 weeks. And the letter came and I was like, holy cow, this is awesome. I saved it. It was an awesome letter.
if NBC's watching this and wants to send a cease and desist letter to Kyle at ContagiousAuto.com, I'll consider myself arrived.
Exactly.
So I'm good with it.
I was so happy. I loved it. I saved it too. Okay. First of all, where did you get the idea for Pitch Tank?
Yeah. So I kind of took and ran with an idea that, that a guy named Brooke Phillips had. So he started this clubhouse room called Vendor Dealer Partnerships.
Okay.
And, we were in that room one day and everyone was kind of, oh man. Yeah. Everybody on Clubhouse doesn't let anyone pitch in rooms. And it's kind of like, every vendor gets shoved to the bottom, even though this is another social channel.
Right.
And so I called a buddy of mine right afterwards and said, man, I think it'd be cool to like actually let people pitch. Well, then the next day we're doing the clubhouse again, a guy named Shane Wood says, yeah, we should let people pitch on Clubhouse. I took that as the, let's go. There was enough people, enough interest. That next Wednesday, it was called Pitch It Wednesdays, and that was just way too long for me.
Right.
And so I had to get a shorter thing, create a logo, use the fonts, all that.
Sure, you're a marketer.
I'm a marketer. And so we ran with it. And I think the first week we listened to like 12 pitches, and that took way entirely too long. And so then we moved that down to 10 and that went too long and we were like, holy cow, we all have jobs to do. So over the past, since I think early March, I counted it up the other day, 67 pitches that we've heard, 3-minute pitches, and it's been just a ton of fun. So
So like, you know, like many marketing professionals, you know, we take the idea, we change the name around, we fine tune it, and then you just, you know, kind of beta test it. Too many pitches, let's shorten it. Too long pitches, let's shorten them, and then perfect it until it ends up working. And I joined one maybe a couple of weeks ago because somebody that I knew and a vendor that I work with was on it. And I said, oh, let me go on and see how she does. Now she was last and I had to like, I was like, you know, I had to bolt. I was, you know, I signed on. I'm like, all right, I got 40 minutes until my next meeting. And so I like right when she started, I had to go and I was totally bummed about it. And the thing about Clubhouse is once it's done, it's done. Like it's not out there. So talking about it, let's talk about the structure. So there are 3 minute pitches, right? How many do you do now? Is it four or five?
So we're doing a five a week right now. What happens, the structure, we kind of introduce the room and then we schedule it. So I'm normally like 1 to 2 weeks scheduled out with vendors. And if a vendor's listening and wants to pitch, just email me, Kyle@contagiousauto.com and we'll get you lined up. But it's a 3 minute pitch. And then I've got a panel of moderators that are range across the industry from like tech professionals to GMs to marketing directors, platform directors, owners that come on and then ask questions. And some of them are like, hey, email me. I want to get a like full on demo right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And then some, we're just asking questions to kind of dig in and help that person kind of draw out some of the specifics that the people in the room. The room normally ranges from like, you know, anywhere between 70 to 100 people. Most of the rooms apex, you know, 150 to 170, some come through the room at some point. So we've kind of done a little bit of studying the room, and it's about 50-50 from vendors and then people on the dealer side. So you get all these vendors just get a lot of introduction to some really cool people. And we've heard some cool stories of like a lot of contracts being signed and new relationships and stuff like that. So that's the structure. And early on we recognized, like you said, Clubhouse is kind of locked into this timeline. And so, had this idea, my podcast is on a YouTube channel. And so I just created a playlist on there and I get, videos from anyone that presents. And then we upload that video via YouTube, make sure that we give them some nice little backlinks, a little bit of SEO value, and it's autopitchtank.com, and you can go back and look at them. So we just let people know, hey, if you want to look at all these other people that have presented, and we've got, you know, probably half of them that have sent in videos and they're able to look at those. And then we also then later on, we're like, man, we really need to increase the visibility for some of these people. So now, and the first few are dropping soon. We vote on a winner for the pitch of that week in a five scale scoring. And we throw that person on Contagious Auto Podcast. So just a lot of visibility for vendors who normally kind of get the, you know, the short straw.
Yeah, sure. And I think it's interesting that like, so you're on the dealer side, a marketing guy, you know, said, oh yeah, let me create this thing where people can pitch more. I mean, just because like, I remember being on the dealer side, I was the marketing director at a group of Nissan stores for 7 years and vendors would like chase me around. Oh, on Wednesdays, he's in Hartford, Connecticut. On Thursdays, on the second Thursday of the month, he's at the store in New Jersey. Like, I mean, so I can imagine how many pitches and how, you know, how you're approached so frequently. So for you to say, oh, I have an idea, let's create a Clubhouse room where people pitch us, I think is interesting. I think you would be in the opposite. Like, oh my God, I can't take another pitch.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? Yeah. So here's the WIFM, right? What's in it for me? Uh-huh. What's in it for me is I no longer take initial pitches throughout my week.
Yeah.
Everyone, I get an email that I'm interested in. You're going on Pitch Tank.
Yeah.
And there's a few of us others that are doing
that. That's a great idea.
It's really just, it's a place for me to get an hour every single week where I know I can get the technology interest that I need as a marketer for my group and go, okay, I've looked at 65 things over the last 2 months that give me the horsepower to either have the ideas to execute in marketing in my space or in practical management, mm-hmm. or maybe I see something new or point and direct. So, okay. So this person wants to pitch me. They've been emailing me a lot. Hey, are you on Clubhouse? Let's do this. And then if I'm still interested based on what I hear, we'll connect at a deeper level. But it's kind of like the, it's like my click. It's my click funnel for the dealership.
Yeah, that's right? Pretty. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. You can pitch me. Let me just deflect you here, and then you'll have 3 minutes to pitch me and a bunch of other dealers. And if I'm interested on the full thing, you'll get the full thing. I like that. So for vendors, what are vendors saying about their experience? Are they, obviously these, Clubhouse and podcasts and LinkedIn and all this stuff, we're all creating great relationships. I've met some great people and partner agencies that white label something my agency offers and vice versa and dealers and whatnot. But, at the end of the day, what are vendors saying about it? Yes, I'm getting relationships, or yes, I'm getting deals, or it was just good to be there and practice my elevator pitch. Like, what's the feedback like from vendors?
Yeah. So as you can imagine, there's a range of happenings with that. So some have gone, hey, that was good. I was an introduction to the market. We haven't really been in the market. We've gotten some really new tech, and people are still kind of approaching it trepidatiously. To one that was a texting platform that got 10 leads off of it before the next hour ran out, called me and said, that's crazy, Kyle. Yeah. I have someone that created a new OEM relationship as a consultant out of one of the rooms and their pitch.
Wow.
We have someone that I know of that said that they believe that eight contracts within a month were purely out of pitching in that room. And so it's kind of all over the map. It's wild. There's one that is right now the most viewed video on the YouTube channel that person said their website click-throughs on that YouTube UTM have been really good and productive from a lead generation perspective. So, fantastic. You know, it's kind of coming from different angles. And then there are some that, didn't really get much out of it, but at least I was there. So maybe they do in the future. And I think that, so it's a range. And sometimes it depends on how good or not the pitch is, honestly, because it's tough, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to ask you because you're not going to tell me, but have there been any like terrible pitches? Yeah. Like, do you feel bad halfway through? You're like, oh, this poor person, they are struggling.
There's been some pure flops, and they probably know who they are.
Yeah, right. You can feel it while you're doing it. Yeah. Oh, I'm sucking right now.
Yeah. Or like the ones that are obviously running over and rambling or something like that, or haven't prepared, or are utilizing the 3 minutes in a way that's not best. Yeah, there's definitely been some interesting ones. So
when
it's a learning experience.
What are the criteria that the judges use to grade to judge at the end of a pitch? Do they grade it right after a person's pitch, or do they do everybody at the end?
Right. So we do the pitch, the questions, and then the grade. And we've been really specific about grading the pitch and not the product.
Okay.
So because, we all are in different areas of the business. And so, some of us, the product may not attenuate to what we're focused on.
Sure.
So we may not be excited about it. So the ones that, what in our back channels as we're texting, the ones that are really, really solid are the ones that really have a clear understanding of the value proposition of the product, that have a clear pricing structure, that it's easy to communicate, and that solve a common problem. I think the biggest one is the differentiating value, because a lot of these, and whether it be like agencies that have come on or products that we all know are like digital retailing products or enhanced merchandising products, things like that. There's a lot of competition in the space.
Right.
And so the ones that are really clear about this is what sets us apart are the ones that really come to bat, or with something totally new. We've had some where we didn't really know what we were getting, and we were all kind of just mind blown that was available in the space. And so that's been cool too.
Have any judges dropped any Mr. Wonderful lines on people? Like, it pains me to see good entrepreneurs chase bad opportunities. Like, I assume your judges are being fair. They're not like American Idol judges.
Yeah. There's been a couple of times where we kind of say, hey, look, we think that in order for you to be successful, because we've had some like CEOs on, of these, especially startup companies, mm-hmm. in order for you to be successful, you probably need to pivot in this way.
Yeah.
And because that product isn't going to land for the dealer groups, and yeah. they've taken that feedback really well. So that's been cool.
I think if a vendor or if an agency or a vendor looks at it going into it as, okay, best case scenario, I get a bunch of leads and a ton of deals. Worst case scenario, I get some constructive criticism or feedback on my 3-minute pitch and I walk away having learned something. I think if you go into it that way, then it's a no-brainer for vendors.
Absolutely. I mean, think about this. Most of these vendors are pitching via video or via screen share, right?
Right, of course.
So now they're having to come up with an elevator pitch when they never have. And so it's just making them stronger when they go into the next one.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a massive benefit for sure.
So how does somebody reach you and say, hey, I want to be on Pitch Tank?
Yeah. So easiest way is Kyle at Contagious. That's Contagious like the virus. Is it Contagious Auto? .com. And some people may think that's poorly timed with the pandemic, but I think it's beautifully timed because I think the things that I'm trying to do in the automotive industry, I want to be contagious. So, but Kyle at contagiousauto.com, just put Pitch Tank in the subject line. I'll know what you're doing and I'll get you all that information back for sure.
I think,
and if you're a dealer watching or listening and you'd love to be in that, you know, asking questions or, being on that moderator panel, shoot me an email too, and we'll get you lined up for that as well.
I think it's a good time to have contagious in the email address because probably for the first time ever, everybody can spell contagious. Before that, there could be some confusion there, but everyone knows how to spell contagious now. So
yes,
I like
exactly.
it. And when is it? It is once a week, twice a week. When do we have yep. to tune in?
Once a week, Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. And for you Pacific folk out there,
get 7 up early.
Pacific, get up early. Come on. My man David Long is on there with us. Hank and Shane coming there from the full West Coast. So,
yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. We keep it right at an hour or two, so you can commit that time.
I invite everybody to check it out. It is cool. I was able to do one a couple of weeks ago. I really liked it. I'm going to email Kyle just like you should. I want to get on Pitch Tank for my agency. I think it would be fun to do. And listen, I'm way better at podcasting than I am at pitching. So maybe I'll learn something or I'll bring my microphone to my pitch and then I'll feel more comfortable. I don't know.
One of these right there. That's perfect.
Kyle, I appreciate your time. It's a great idea. And I think everybody should check it out. If you're not on Clubhouse, where you're like, what the hell is Clubhouse? It is available in the App Store on iOS and now Android. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, because I could get rid of that old iPhone I had to use Clubhouse. Right. Now I can use my Android. Finally, but sign up. It's very interesting. Lots of cool stuff on Clubhouse. I don't really know how to explain what Clubhouse is. Maybe if you want to explain it in 90 seconds or less to the people who may not have any idea. I mean, it's hard to believe, but I'm sure lots of people have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I would say that Clubhouse is the best version of a live podcast that you can jump into.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's just live and it's raw. So there's so much unplanned, which is what's really cool. And people stumble over their words, but they also, you learn a lot of stuff. And especially for automotive folks in particular, there's a lot of great rooms that are challenging thought and pushing things forward that have allowed me to tweak things for our business over the last 4 months, which has been really cool.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for joining me, taking a few minutes to talk about it. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Been a thrill. Thanks.
There you go. Kyle Mountseer, Marketing and Business Development Director, Nelson Automotive Group, and host of Contagious Auto Podcast, and the creator, moderator, host, other words, of the Pitch Tank on Clubhouse. Check it out on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Nelson Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, presented by Silverback Advertising.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.